This segment is sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of the show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Spare change makes a big impact as local students head back to the classroom. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their monthly bills to support local nonprofits, youth programs, and community organizations. See how your spare change can really add up at sharingchange.org. We're going to talk about spare change this morning, and Lee Colvin wants to make your spare change spare dollars. What do you think? Does that sound like a motto for you maybe in the future?
I think it can work.
Lee Colvin is an Edward Jones financial advisor here in town, helping lots of your local neighbors, friends, and family, helping them make some smart decisions. We're going to talk about turning your savings into paychecks during your retirement time, huh?
Absolutely.
We like doing that, don't we? It's working.
I'm not sure if I like this new, it doesn't sound like I'm on.
Well, you actually have to kind of, you know, talk into the microphone. But, you know, hey, you know. Yeah.
He's changing everything on me, folks.
You can move it a little closer to if you want to by pulling it toward you there. See, look.
But it's like 3 feet tall.
It goes up six feet tall. Yeah. Most people sit, you know, they don't want to stand. Yeah.
We'll have to work on that later.
Yeah.
So, Brian, let me give you a scenario.
Let me give you a name. Margaret.
We'll go with Margaret. Let's say that Margaret.
Okay.
Let's say that she saved diligently for decades.
Okay. I can go with that.
Every paycheck, a portion went in toward her retirement account. Then the day finally came when Margaret retired. Suddenly, the hardest part for Margaret was not the saving that she was so diligent at, but it was learning how to spend.
Mm.
Now,
I could help her. No, I'm just kidding.
Right? If this sounds familiar to you, our wonderful, amazing, sweet listeners out there, hardworking listeners out there, you're not alone.
Now, Margaret was just made up. So just insert your name there, right?
I would say Margaret was not made up, but...
Well, her name.
He used her name. I don't know. Is this an aunt, a friend?
No, I just kind of...
Just out of the blue?
Hit me out of the blue. There's a Margaret listening, but I'm saying...
There you go.
You know, if Joe's listening, don't let the name Margaret steer you away.
There you go. All right. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
The story's true. The name is fictional for those listening.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, let's say that if this sounds familiar, just know you are not alone, folks. Many retirees find the shift from building savings to living off of their savings emotionally difficult, even when they've planned carefully. So we've brought five smart strategies that can help you feel more confident about what's ahead.
Okay, so we're going to talk about give yourself permission to spend conservatively, underline conservatively, keep some cash on hand, review regularly, and stay flexible. I count four. Am I missing one? Or are we good? I think I caught them all.
I think there's one in here that's it's kind of hidden. A duo. Yeah.
A little hidden subtext there. Okay. Well, let's talk about give yourself permission to spend.
Let's do it.
Okay. Conservatively.
So, Brian, you know, your retirement plan likely assumes a certain annual spending amount with increases each year to account for inflation.
Mm-hmm.
All else being equal, the lower those initial withdrawals, the longer your money will last. A financial advisor can actually help you set up portfolio withdrawals personalized to your goals and your situation. And we want to make sure that you feel free to give yourself permission to spend those amounts, knowing that there is intention behind it.
Do you think for some retirees, the challenge isn't necessarily the math of it all, you know, how much they have in their account, but it's just the mindset, because they've spent so many years saving, putting back, you know, living very conservatively? Do you think that's part of the issue there, maybe?
It can. You know, sometimes years of being rewarded for saving, the spending can feel sometimes like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It can help to reframe withdrawals as a paycheck that you've already earned. For example, using your monthly distribution to cover travel, maybe spend on hobbies or time with family that's not indulgent. It's the purpose of the plan that you built. Connecting spending to your values can make it feel more natural and more sustainable.
Do be sure to probably review that spending regularly so you don't kind of forget to set aside funds for, you know, paying taxes, for insurance, all of those things. And but do have some fun. That's why you did it to begin with, right? You
know? Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're talking with Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin today about turning your savings into paychecks in retirement. Let's talk about keeping some cash on hand.
So a general rule of thumb for retirees is to keep 12 months worth of withdrawals in a separate account for spending and another 3 to 5 years worth in short-term fixed income investments. Now, this cushion can allow for stock investments, giving them time to recover maybe from a market downturn, reducing the need to sell investments when markets are down. That being said, if you're holding too much cash, this can carry its own risk, as your portfolio may not grow fast enough to keep pace with inflation. So while some cash is good, you'll also want to remain invested in assets with more growth potential that can help your portfolio last through your retirement.
Well, I know you well enough to know that reviewing regularly is a very big, very important part of all of this. So that's something that you're definitely going to want to do.
You know, I love to review regularly.
I know you do. That's why I said I know you.
And boy, I wish, you know, that when we call for that annual review, that's when clients roll their eyes. They're like, again, already? Didn't we just do this like 2 days ago?
Oh, I thought I was talking to someone in your office, not you, when I said that.
You know, retirement can last 25 years or more. And even the best laid plans need updating along the way. So please review your financial strategy at least once a year or after any major life change. I just cannot stress enough that just because we got you to retirement, that does not mean that you're free and clear for all of life.
Through retirement.
Exactly. Right. You may live through retirement nearly as long as you worked toward retirement. So it's a long way to go. It's definitely not a marathon. We want to take time, or it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. We want to get you there over the long run.
Okay. Last point here. Stay flexible. This worries me a little bit, so help me out here. What are you talking about?
You know, even small adjustments to your spending can have a big impact on how long your money lasts.
Oh, now you're going to talk about, you're going to double down on the review part, aren't you?
Retirees who hold off on spending increases in years when their portfolio declines are often able to stretch their savings further than those who increase their withdrawals each year for inflation, regardless of market performance. So, to the point you just made, maybe there's been a major life event. Maybe the market has taken a downturn and we need to just hold off a little, maybe review. Hey,
pump
maybe
the brake
that, maybe pump the brakes. Maybe that big vacation we were wanting to take next year, maybe we take it 2 years from now. Maybe we just hold off on those annual increases. Give your money time to gain back. And, you know, as we do these things, Brian, as we review them, as we watch them, there may be times where you hold back a little. There may be times where you gain a little. But I think as we make the switch from saving toward retirement to spending in retirement, I believe it can take both careful planning and a genuine shift in mindset.
Well, as we know, it's why we have you come on a couple of times a month. A financial advisor can certainly help you kind of put together and build out an effective approach in this switch from saving to spending conservatively. He poked me in the side to make me say that conservative part, you know, but that's what we talked about this morning, right? You know, and this approach as you go working with you, the financial advisors out there, if you've got a financial advisor, if you don't, I'm going to tell you a pretty good one in a second. But this is just really to help you enjoy the retirement years that you work so hard for. And Lee, for those who are listening that are in the midst of this, maybe they're starting their retirement planning, or maybe they're on the backside of that and getting ready to make that shift, and they maybe haven't heard from their financial advisor in 10 years. You know, I think what we said today was very important. So for the person listening right now who would like to talk to a financial advisor, I think you know one.
You know, Brian, luckily here in Rutherford County and across the country, I know many.
Well, that's true. I was talking
many
about
many great Edward Jones advisors. Yeah. And, you know, and here's the thing, folks. We have a lot of great advisors here in Rutherford County. I am speaking, you know, I would say that our industry has great advisors in Rutherford County, but we as Edward Jones have a lot of great advisors. I would say that I would love to be the advisor for everyone, but I don't want to be selfish, and there's only so much lead to go around sometimes.
Well, there's what, a 500,000 people in town? Can you meet with that many in a year?
You know, why not? Let's do the thing. You know, if there were more time in a day, I would say yes. But what I do try to ask is, if you're thinking, hey, I want to meet with somebody, please call my office. You can call us. You can reach out to us at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056. We can ask you some questions about where you are, what you've done to get where you are. Based on that, we can assess your needs and your desires, and we can work to try to fit you with the best Edward Jones advisor here locally. That way, we can make sure you're being cared for. We can all walk through the process and help you through that. But please reach out to us at 615-907-7056. We would love to help.
Edward Jones, financial advisor Lee Colvin, joining us here on the show today. Thanks so much, Lee. Appreciate you stopping in. And don't forget, if you came in a bit late on the interview, all of the Rutherford Issues shows are podcast at WGNSradio.com. So be sure to check us out right there.